Okay, I'm Todd Paley, Orbis Technologies out of Annapolis. We have been working, as Gary and John mentioned before, on a demo, and this actually comes from the lighter side of semantics. This is more linked data. Last year, Dahlia talked about getting USGS data published as linked data. So, well, what could we do? We could stat it up on a Sparkle endpoint, but if it's not really connecting to anything, then why are we producing it as RDF? We might as well stand it up as an NWFS or something similar. So, I had likeness of sameas.org decided to create a service called sameplaceas.org, which is sort of an informal definition. It's probably more aptly stated as same feature as, and as Christoph talked about, there's lots of issues with linking these things. But basically, it's a coreference manager or repository for linked open data. So as you can see, it's linking locations since 2011, so it's not quite online yet. But so missed some of the talks earlier, but I think we probably discussed the evolution of what I call the web of linked locations. There's lots of geography data sets that are coming online now on linked data. GeoSparkle is coming soon, so this is great. And then, so once we get some Sparkle endpoints that can do GeoSparkle and have other geographic URIs out there that are dereferenceable, what should we do? Well, probably start connecting data. And as Christoph said, we should probably do this carefully, but we also don't want to stifle. We also fear paralysis by overanalysis on some of this stuff. So, and I think we can learn from Web 2.0 and do iterative development. So as things break, we'll fix them. So looking briefly at sort of data set topology and linked open data, how will these data sets connect? You have different domains. You know, presumably different in domain A, you'll have different connections that will naturally evolve. There'll be some overlap with different domains in domain B. Oh, that's the slide clicker.
Oh, you want to do that?
Yeah, I'm just trying to highlight some of the charts or graphics here. Okay. So what I think will happen is that you'll have some natural overlap between data sets where they'll connect. We'll know that John is the brother of this guy over here in this other data set. There'll be some same as relations, which may be correct, maybe not. There'll be some cross close matches, things like that. But we may also want a more centralized approach where it's less amount of knowledge, but it's at least connecting more data, so that you don't have to manage quite as much. And that's where same place as comes in. So it'll actually have dereferenceable URIs, which will route you out to different graphs that you can hop to. I call this a graph hopper of sorts. And if the community pitches in, we'll have the intersection. Now, there's lots of issues with this, but I'd rather just start and see where it takes us. So already running behind. So same thing as it's meant to be very simple, linked data service, and it really just manages coreferences. So whenever the Empire State Building in Freebase is mentioned in Site, then we can connect this. How to connect this? I'm waiting for linked data web to tell me. But that is a separate talk for an entire day at least. So I'm sort of being agnostic to this right now. I'm just saying I'm going to connect, and we'll see how the best way to connect is. And so same as that all is out there, but I thought for location-based data, having been able to do spatial queries, so finding nearby URIs that you can then dereference and then hop to those graphs would be useful. Building it on the cloud, trying to make it several different flexible formats for web developers. I'm going to support named graphs, and this is actually where I'm hoping to capture some of the context and hopefully microtheories that Christoph was thinking about. So presumably you start to get like something like an Empire State Building, What happens when there's 10,000 data sets that reference the Empire State Building? I can't wait for that day, actually. It's going to be a good problem to have, but eventually we will want to contextualize this. So this slide, how to co-graph, not really sure yet. This is a slide I had at GI Science. I thought was kind of funny. I found a couple quotes from quantum mechanics, and I think that the quantum semantic analogs it's quite relevant. There's a simple GUI. I will skip through this because that's on the video. There's a little API. And I want to get it online and load some data, so I'm going to get to the videos here. And the SyncPlaceS video is a little rough. It's there's a lot of triples, so it is meant to be a service much more for machines than humans. Let's see here. But essentially, we want to start adding data to it, so we'll have a graph, a data set that has the Empire State Building and the Chrysler Building in New York City. So we also put in some of the assertions like, hey, this Freebase Empire State Building is the psych one. So successfully added the entities. Now a second graph, second user will come in. It has knowledge about Chrysler Building and Empire State Building. And this is where they intersect, and this is what we figure out how to best interact this. Because depending on that predicate, if it's all same as or stuff close match, something like that, it's got different semantics. But so once we start intersecting these graphs that have overlapping features, then we may want to search them. So I'll take the Empire State Building URI that was uploaded, place it into the GUI here. Which again, this is really almost more for developers. It's supposed to be minimal. So you search on this particular URI for the Empire State Building. On the left, it brings back all the known URIs that it knows about for the Empire State Building. It really has no amount. It has feature types that you can upload, a name. Right now, it's just geo.lat.long because that's all the predominant geo vocabularies that are out there right now. And it shows, you know, you can dereference out to DBpedia's Empire State Building and traverse the linked data web. The URI I just clicked on there was actually the same place as URI, so this is a way to get a dump of what it has. So that's sort of the one use case is I have a URI that I found in the linked data web. Tell me other graphs I can hop to. Now here's sort of the second use case where I'm in an area and I need to find some nearby features. So tell me, in a, right now it's just bounding box. Tell me some nearby features. Those all have dereferenceable URIs. So if you find one that's across the street from the hotel, it's a bar or something like that, you can then dereference that and then it'll tell you different graphs you can hop to go aggregate different information. And it was just an example of dereferencing one of those URIs there. So right now it's just a minimal amount of data that's loaded in, really. Panning up to New York City. We'll try a bounding box query over there. And looks like I hit on Shea Stadium there up in New York. This is going a little slower than I thought. Okay, so you get on the Empire State Building. And then I want to dereference this resource. So I have a really bare bones just client so it emulates the linked data client that will do dereferencing. So you can dereference in a number of different formats, just trying to support the linked data publishing best practices. One interesting thing here on the dereference, I try to establish between authoritative and non-authoritative sources, because I'm not an authoritative resource for this. This is an aggregation of knowledge that's out on the web. So it'd be inappropriate, I think, for me to say, here's what the Empire State Building is. All this service is saying is, here's what everybody says the Empire State Building is. So one other thing here is, he references NQuads, which I've never seen out on the linked data web. And this is extremely as I aggregate same-as assertions or close-match assertions across the linked data web, people are going to disagree. There's going to be inconsistencies. And it'll be extremely important that they can take the quad position, the name graph, URI, dereference that, find out who said that. And it's just a minimal amount of lineage and provenance information. And you can then take that URI and dereference it out on the linked data web to get more metadata about how that assertion was actually made. So, and I think that's about it. So, what are we doing? Okay, I'm going to keep you guys about 5 minutes past lunchtime. I apologize. So this is the second video is over a linked data browser. And so I took the notion of a linked data browser and thought, well, how would traversing the linked data web be with location data? So I essentially added this Clippy map. This tool takes several Sparkle endpoints on the back end. It'll take a URI that you pass in. It'll try to query. It'll go Sparkle Scribe. It'll return it. I took USGS geonames data, and then I took an emulation of the same mass service and added these two data sources. So, this is showing one of the assertions that is in there. So what will be interesting is when we actually query on this is that we'll start with these two endpoints but end up all over the linked data web. So I think this is an amazing showcase of the discovery that you get out in linked data web. Now, it can also be a bad thing, too, because the linked data web is wild and open. So these are engineering tasks that we'll have to tackle in the future. So I take a geonames URI here, hit search. In this case, you'll see these marbles on the left, these little blue icons. There's only one blue icon. That means that it only came out of that USGS Sparkle endpoint that I set up. It tried several others but didn't find any information. As more marbles get aggregated, it's a sign of bottom-up interoperability. It's saying that if you see three marbles, it's saying three different sources said the same thing. So in this mess of data, you can start to get some meaning out of the information that's out there. So I took the USGS URI for the Empire State Building, queried on that. A lot of the data you see there on the left is actually from DBpedia, which wasn't where I started. I only started from my USGS Sparkle endpoint and a same-as Sparkle endpoint. So now I'm out aggregating information all over the linked data web. And there you see the multiple marbles. That's saying that three different sources there are labeled it the Empire State Building. As you can see, it's a little rough, too. This is sort of the state of affairs on the linked data web. It's not very well connected just yet. In fact, I get a little bored of always seeing geonames, DBpedia, and Site. I can't wait till there's a lot more data to play with. So here's some of the same as assertions, which may or may not be correct, but for now, this is what linked data web is doing. So I took the Freebase URI, and it's a URI that's dereferenceable. You can plug it in the browser, get information from it from Freebase. And, I guess one thing I wanted to point out here is, is we have the linked data web, the web of linked locations, and then the regular web, the web of documents. And these browsers, I think you'll be able to start to really traverse between all three seamlessly. itself. Scrolling down, you see more and more properties. It's heavily DBpedia. But if you look at the linked data diagram, you'll see why it has a very high node centrality. If I can scroll faster. So the purple here is actually the USGS data that I found. I actually found it off of the web. There wasn't a whole lot of attribution, but it does show up here. Not really sure why it says Brooklyn is the map area, but I don't know. That's one of the things, though. It points out a lot of the inconsistencies that's in the data, too. But as a human tool, it's okay in that case, you know. Doing a lot of automated reasoning, yeah, we're going to probably have some issues there. But scrolling a little slower than I thought. I think one of the last things I show is, one of the soft subjects of the Empire State Building was skyscrapers in New York City. So I just aggregated some of these in the pushpins. It's not really... It's really arbitrary as to how you'd want thematic attribution to show up. But so again, you can click from the Link Data Lab into the sort of web of link locations. Now we're back out into an HTML version of the web of documents. I can also take that URI for skyscrapers in New York and then search it again in the web of link data. So we'll perform that search. And this time we'll branch out. It's crawling. One of the nice things about the marble sleeve I'm using underneath the hood is you can set the graph crawl length. So if it only went out one link, if it said Empire State Building, Scott subjects, skyscrapers in New York City, I would not have the coordinate information for the skyscrapers. So it actually, you can set the crawl length. It's a dangerous variable though, actually, because you start going three or more out and you're really starting to explode the knowledge base underneath the hood. So, one of the reasons I'm still using Alf SameAs is because the Marbles tool actually has a built-in SameAs inferencer. I haven't had time to go in and pack it up and make it a SCOS exact match or close match or whatever the link data web decides is the best approach for these types of co-references. So, and that is it. So, not too bad, 5 minutes.